Yeah.
So, Ori, welcome.
Hey.
This was out of the
blue.
It was
very random, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it wasn't
very
expected,
random, yeah. Yeah. So you're doing a show here at Nure tonight?
I am, yeah. We're doing the comedy gala, which will be me, Matt Bragg. Who else? I just met the gentleman just now.
Jonas.
Jonas, yes.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
his
yeah,
surname.
Yeah, Yusuf.
Jonas Yusuf, that's yeah. it. And there's one other person that I've not met, actually. So there's four of us that are on there tonight. So, yeah,
oh, cool. Is fun. That the big stage?
I believe so. I think so.
Oh, cool. Is that the... what time?
6:30 the show's
oh,
on,
fuck.
Yeah. So you're going to be busy.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Oh, never mind. Okay. Oh,
that's all right. It happens. That's all right.
Yeah. But welcome to Norway. Have you been to Norway before?
Never. First time in Norway.
Yeah.
First time. So, yeah, it's nice. I've looked it up. It's super clean compared to where I'm used to. So I'm looking at like city centre thinking, all right, where's the grime? Where's the where's the nastiness? And this is all clean.
That's all right, we can find some nastiness.
I'm sure there will be. Everywhere's got its places.
I'll show you.
But not, it's not in the city centre. Whereas you come out of any train station in London in the city centre, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
so,
carnage, yeah. You're based in London, eh?
Yeah, from London. Just outside of London I live now, but between London and part-time in New York as well.
Okay, cool. All right, okay. What's it like in New York? What's London like?
London's good. It's hard to describe it. It's just home. I don't know. It's hustle and bustle. But I prefer to be outside of it. That's why I left.
Right, okay.
So yeah, that's why I left to go to just Bedfordshire, which is like an hour away from there.
All right, okay.
Just so I can get in when I want to, come out when I want to, work when I need to.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Exactly, yeah. And house prices are too expensive. So yeah, I had to leave. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mental.
But yeah, but you're from UK. So where is it in UK from?
I'm from Newcastle.
Oh, you're from
Newcastle.
Up north.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I moved here when I was 6 years old.
So how come your English accent is still very strong?
Because my family's English.
I understand that, but you've been here. But you're I can't hear any Norwegian.
I've managed to keep it intact. Well, I have heard that from friends in England that it's not quite RP.
Okay.
It's like a friend said. There's like there's no he doesn't know anybody else who speaks exactly.
It's gonna,
like this.
You're gonna have your own unique twang because you've been here. You're from the UK, but you've been here for however many years, since you were six.
Yeah.
But you've kept your English accent.
Yeah. There's a lot of TV as well.
Oh,
I mean,
fair
enough. Like English comedy.
So it works. It works for you in that sense. And you're. Yeah. I mean, unless you told somebody that you're Norwegian. Like in terms of your upbringing, no one would necessarily know.
No, I don't think so.
So, but it's blended. It's not a bad thing. It's your own. That means no one sounds like you. That's good.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah. So anyone who ever says anything wrong or says it's bad, then no one sounds like you, and that's a good thing. Well done to you, man.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Sorry, I'll move this. Keep going. I'm going to move this at the same time. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So Jonas whispered in my face before he came in.
Yeah.
Before you came in. That you're big on Instagram.
I don't know about that. Maybe I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right, I guess. What's big? What would you say?
I don't know.
If you were to say numbers were big, what would the number be?
If I woke up and I had like 2,000 followers, I think, shit.
2,000?
I'm big.
Now you're taking a mic. 2,000 is... You got... No, come on. 2,000. That's not... You're a working entertainer
tens of thousands.
Okay, it's a bit higher than that.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about the numbers.
No. I don't know why I just thought, because I don't know anything about you.
No,
I know nothing about
you. And it's pretty good.
I don't know where to start.
Ask the questions that you want to know. What kind of comedy? No, ask the questions you wouldn't mind someone asking you. Because I guarantee
that I wouldn't mind? Or
that you wouldn't mind someone to ask you. So what questions would you want someone to ask you if you were in an interview and you said, I need you to help me open up? What would those questions be? Go.
What's your favourite sandwich?
So, hold on. I don't eat... I don't eat pork.
I don't eat pork either.
Hey, come on. Hey. Give me some. I don't eat pork, so for me, a lot of the sandwiches we have in the UK have pork in it, the better ones. I don't eat them. So right now, if I'm going to have a favourite sandwich, it's going to be chicken mayo or it's going to be tuna and sweet corn.
Don't eat chicken or mayo.
Oh, are you veg or vegan?
Yeah, I'm vegan,
You're vegan. Yeah. My missus is vegan. So,
but I eat sweet corn. So I'd,
well, then there you go.
I'd happily share a sweet corn sandwich with you.
Yeah, but with no butter and nothing else. No, I mean, do you know how dry that sandwich would be? Yeah. No, thank you.
Just bread.
You're just bread and sweet corn.
And sweet corn that's falling out.
Yeah, that's depressing. No, nothing to even glue it together. That's, so my missus is vegan, so I get it. Yeah. I understand like some of the struggles with some of the stuff. And she's vegan in America.
The struggle is eternal.
Do you know what? I don't know what it's like here, but in London it's pretty good. In New York City it's pretty good. She's upstate New York in Syracuse. It's not the best, but she makes it work.
Yeah.
However, if you live in an area where, I would only say it's a struggle if you live in an area where if you do want to go and buy a sandwich, yeah, they don't necessarily provide that much options for you, or they do the meat replacement options, that's the struggle.
Yeah.
Whereas you can go places where they go, oh no, we just have vegan butter in here, we've put all the vegetables and we've seasoned it up, a bit of olive
probably
oil. And
same as here, then, I guess.
Yeah, then there you go. Yeah. So I guess it's all right from that side. It's a struggle if, I don't know what Norway's like, but if it seems that Norway's very open with like options and variety, then it's not a struggle. That's how I see it.
Yeah, Norway's pretty good. But what's it like, well, how do you, like, do you just eat vegan and if you eat a meal together, or do you have your own?
She'll cook both.
She cooks both. She cooks you your own non-vegan meal.
Yeah, if she wants. Yeah, so she's not an ethical vegan in that sense. It's more dietary, and her reasons are.
Okay, because that means you can kind of see the nuances a bit more.
This is it. Yeah, for her, she's like, I don't care what other people eat. Yeah. There are certain things she won't cook because she just can't, because she's allergic to it. Like, for example, shellfish.
Yeah.
She can't cook that, and that's fine. For her, her daughter likes chicken and like doesn't do red meat, but likes fish as well, but not shellfish. She'll cook all that stuff, but for her, she does not eat the food that like majority of the people around her eat, because the state of the food in America, it's all covered in chemicals and stuff.
Jesus,
so that's the problem. It's not so much about ethics, it's more so dietary.
Yeah,
that's
the ethics will look after yourself, I guess.
Well, yeah, exactly that. Yeah. All the chemicals, I mean, they have adverts out there that they'll tell you, hey, try this pill, we think it might work, and it may cause this.
Yeah.
And the list of things that it may cause is more than the thing that you're suffering with.
Yeah.
So yeah, for her, it's if I can cut out as much of the food that is already kind of on the line of being bad as I can and eat as healthy as I possibly can, I give myself more of a chance than like eating how everybody else eats, where we know chicken's pumped up with chemicals and water and meat and stuff like that as well. So yeah, that's her reason, but I don't have to worry about that because I'm in the UK.
how often are you in the US?
Probably once every 2 months.
Okay.
This year, I've been on tour this year, so it's been more difficult.
Oh, cool.
But last year, it's like once every 6 weeks to 2 months, we try and either she'll come over, I go over to her and stay for a period of time. But this year, I've only been able to see her 3 times this year.
Yeah.
So it's a bit tricky. But it is what it is. It's how it goes.
What does she do?
She's a nurse.
Oh, cool.
She's a nurse. So, very different from stand-up for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What got you into stand-up then?
I know you don't like that question.
Interview question.
But I know you don't like that question.
I don't mind, but it does mean you kind of go have this muscle memory of sort of retelling the same thing.
And it's always the same story,
everybody.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
My one would always be when I was, like, this is literally verbatim. When I was younger at school, you only had the two choices to make yourself popular. It's either to be like attractive
start up comedy on
or
this.
To be funny. No, not like options in jobs, but options to make yourself popular. But it would be like to be attractive or to be funny, and I never had a choice in the first one. So I try. That's my go-to answer. What's yours? You have it. I know you do.
Well, I mean, I always, because my sister's a musician.
Okay.
And so I always wanted to follow her footsteps. I wanted to be the front man in a band.
Okay.
But then I couldn't play anything. So I tried learning it, and it hurts too much. I can't do it properly. And then I realized that I can get the same amount of attention on stage just talking.
Fair enough.
And then I just needed attention.
And how
and
long,
I still do, I guess.
How long has it been now?
12 years.
12 years. Okay, cool. And you still feel like you need the attention?
Well, now it's just like, oh, I've got to do this now.
That's fair enough. You get into it. You get into a cycle for so long.
Yeah.
You can't. It's almost like if you worked a job, like if you were a nurse, but then you're like, I'm done with nursing. You go, all right, well, where am I going to start again now?
Yeah.
You just kind of have to stick with it or find ways to vary around the thing that you've already kind of practiced for many years.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Well, I mean, I'm a trained preschool teacher as well.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So I've always got that as well.
Yes, yeah. You can always fall back onto that's always going to be a need.
Yeah.
So you're good. Whereas for me, what can I do apart from wire studios if I need to build like rooms for other people that may give up on the job themselves?
Yeah, that's not bad. But yeah, you're always going to have kids around.
Yeah, not, yeah. Nah, I'm good. Yeah. I'm all right. They could be a nightmare sometimes, and they don't.
No, I mean, like, if for me, my
for your job,
my job, yeah, they'll always
the preschool
be,
job.
There'll always be a chance of getting work. Is what I mean.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I was hearing it as like. But the other side of it is you're always going to be around kids and they can be stressful. That's what I thought you meant. And I'm like, yeah, that would be stressful. But no, for you, yeah, it's one of those jobs. Anything that, one thing that people need to know, any job that requires you to provide for children in any form or fashion is the most profitable.
Mm.
Be it retail, retail's like profitable, but retail for children, even higher, because parents will spend more money on other people, i.e. their kids, than themselves. Services for children.
That's what I should be doing.
There you go, services for children. So let's say you there's like services that like do haircut and hairdressing, but specifically for kids. Like, because I've seen one. There's one that I used to work. I used to do children's parties, right, with a company called Just Kids Parties, and they had a base where people can come down and have the parties in house. But in there, they also had a hairdresser's, but specifically for kids.
Oh,
so it was designed with like smaller seats with that were like made into carriages or cars, so they could like pretend they're in a car whilst getting their hair cut and stuff.
Right.
Parents would pay triple the money they would pay at a normal barbershop, just for the kid to have that experience.
Yeah.
Parents will dote on their children more than themselves. Good parents, not all, because I'm a shit, but good parents will dote on their children more than themselves. So if you ever get into an industry where you have to provide a product for someone, if it's clothes and stuff, or if it's like entertainment and so on, if like children's entertainment is a lot more valuable because parents will spend more money. That's one thing I learned when I was doing kids' parties. The amount I've seen parents spend on their kids, but then when it comes to spending on themselves, when a scrimp and scrape and so on, it's crazy.
So what did you do at children's parties?
Children's entertainer, like the guy who does all the balloon animal stuff, jumping up and down and saying, let's have fun, let's do these party games, we've got
like a,
prizes.
Like a hype man, or the guy,
pretty much.
The guy at the talk show with the sign, like,
not the sign guy, no. I'm definitely, rate me a bit better than that, guys, come on. But it was the same.
Kids can't read, so there's no point.
To be fair, yeah, exactly. Nah, so it wouldn't be the sign guy. No one cares about that guy.
Yeah.
I'd be also sometimes, once in a blue moon, the guy that had to dress up like a character.
All right.
So that's
you had to? Was this like, did you work for like a company?
I worked for a company where the people who wanted the party would go, we would like a Spider-Man party.
Yeah.
So if they wanted the main entertainer to be Spider-Man, that would be me.
Right.
If they wanted the main entertainer to be... I don't know, just a superhero or like a, if it was a Disney theme party and so on or whatever it is, you would be the character. Some of them are the big suits. Others are just the clothing that make you the character.
Yeah.
So Superman, Spider-Man, you don't need a big like inflatable Spider-Man suit. You just wear the skin tight suit thing that he has.
Yeah.
But I would play between either being one of those or the other, or having to be just the entertainer who's the party entertainer, and I might bring out the guy dressed up like an elephant.
Right.
So yeah, it would be one of those two things.
Oh, cool. I never knew that was a thing.
It's a real thing. Do you not remember when you were young? Yeah. What do you think, when you went to McDonald's when you were younger, did you not go to McDonald's kids' party?
I don't think, I went to McDonald's once in my like childhood. And then after that, I didn't go until I was like 15 or something.
Okay, fair enough.
On my own volition.
So you've never been to a kids' party where they have like someone dressed up in an outfit?
Well, I know. What year are you born?
I'm 1987.
Right, okay, I'm not that much older.
Yeah? Oh, you're older than me. You look younger than me.
Oh, sweet, thanks.
You look younger than me. Oh, wow.
I'm 83.
So you're in your 40s.
Yeah.
You don't look it.
Oh, thanks.
See what veganism does. This is why we need to
look what it does to you.
Yeah, man. No, it's a good thing. It makes you stay young. My missus looks much younger than she is, and she's obviously so. Yeah, well done to you.
How old does she look?
She looks, I talk about this on stage, she looks about 37, 38. My missus is 46.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can show you. You tell me. Right, we can put it out there, and if you can tell me, no, she looks that age, that old cow, whatever you want to say.
This is like, how old do you think I am, just through another person?
Ah, there you go. But at least, because I say it on stage, and people who haven't got a reference go, we don't know, you're just talking.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
When she's been there with me, like we did Comedy
up,
Abroad.
No,
not even stand up. It's I'll go to her after the show, and she's there going, no, people come up and say, is this the one you were talking about?
Here. Is it this wife?
There you go.
Yeah. Mid 30s.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's probably a harder picture because it's a bit. Do you know what? Face is probably the better one. Not to say that I was showing him tits or something.
I'm just going to say mid-30s anyway, because I'm just going to stick with that.
No, that's fine. I don't get offended.
I'm not going to say, oh, here she looks about 40.
You can. I would rather, because then at least I can play it back to her and say, see, look, other people think you look old.
You better buck your ideas up.
No, she gets a bit too... That's funny. She gets a bit too live-o-live-o sometimes.
What does that mean, live-o-live-o?
She gets a bit too live in terms of telling me, hey, see, I look younger than you and da-da-da-da.
Oh, right,
and sometimes you've got to bring her down to speed.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, where is...
Pull her down a notch.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, go on.
Sort of early 50s, I reckon.
Thank you. There, do you hear that, Shai?
Yeah.
Early 50s. Nah, she looks young, and that's fine. But yeah, it's great. Probably because she eats healthy and eats well. So.
How long have you guys been together?
Just 2 years.
Oh, nice.
So it's not crazy long time, but...
Yeah. But are you in New York partly because of her?
Or? Partly her, and then also trying to build up, like, working out there a lot more often.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm here. I say here. I forget I'm not in the UK right now. Here is in Europe. Let's say Europe. Sometimes I'm in Europe. And it's just working. And it's great. You get paid. But you go to New York and I'm not a name out there. So I'm trying to build that up.
Yeah.
Enough to go out there and spend longer time. So if I do work out there, I can go, hey, I'm here for a month.
Yeah.
As well as I have somewhere to stay. And I have like a family set that I can be around.
Yeah.
Rather than just coming out for a week to see her and squeezing one gig in. So yeah, you have to periodically go try and build that up.
Are you doing more shows tonight, or are you just doing the opening one?
It's just this one tonight. And to be fair, I need it because I'm shattered. Early flight and late getting to my hotel by the airport. So one show is what I got in me tonight and I'm done.
And that's you. You're not doing tomorrow?
No, I'm doing one tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
One tonight, which will be the gala. One tomorrow, which will be me doing an hour show, I believe in this room as well. In how do you pronounce it? Neocene.
Yeah.
It's near. Am I saying near?
Near.
In Neocene. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'll be here. And then after that, the next day, which is Saturday, we're off to Copenhagen. And then Sunday, we're off to, am I saying this right? Aalborg. Aalborg?
Near.
No. You know exactly what I was trying to say. But yeah, Aalborg, but yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Okay, fair enough.
Copenhagen.
The other place in Denmark, yeah? Should you just say that?
North Copenhagen.
Yeah, North Copenhagen, yeah. So that's, I think they'll appreciate that, won't they?
Definitely.
But yeah, that's where I'll be. I'll be for the next few days.
Well, maybe should we just wrap it up there?
Can do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lovely.
All right, thank you for having me on for the interlude for the international.
Yeah,
how
thanks
about
for
that?
Coming. That was fun, yeah. Have fun on the show tonight. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hopefully so, man. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah.